reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is so unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So you, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. We're now back in ordinary time, and right before we entered out of ordinary time into the season of Lent, we had the Sermon on the Mount. You remember that the Sermon on the Mount is all about Jesus giving us his standards by which to live. In today's gospel, he calls us to the standard of the Father, to love everyone, not just those who love us, to pray even for our enemies, just as the Father makes the sun, S-U-N, rise on the bad and the good, causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, to live by God's standards. And we see that standard in today's first reading. St. Paul, at the end of this passage, says, "You know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sake he became poor although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich." Jesus himself, with great humility, Jesus with incredible generosity, gave himself all the way. And that needs to be our standard. St. Paul praised the Macedonians because that was their standard. He said that they were in abject poverty, and he wanted to accept them from the collection he was making for the church in Jerusalem, which was always under persecution. But the Macedonians insisted on participating, and they participated at a very generous level. They begged us insistently, he said, for the favor, for the grace, for the gift of taking part in the service to the Holy Ones. And why'd they do this? Why were they capable of being so generous? He gives us the reason. Because they had first given themselves to the Lord and to us through the will of God. Because they had given themselves over to the Lord, they wanted to give what they had for the Lord's holy ones, because they recognized that they weren't loving enemies or strangers. They were loving real spiritual brothers and sisters. And that's always a consequence. I was blown away on Sunday when a mother came up to me who's got a 7-year-old girl in our CCD program. She gave me an envelope for Catholic Charities campaign saying her daughter Sarah had, since the last Catholic Charities campaign, been collecting cans. She gave $61 to the Catholic Charities campaign just out of having collected cans for the last year. If you like to do the math, that's at least 1,120 cans from herself and from others. She cared enough about others that with a 7-year-old's generosity, because she was preparing to receive the gift of the Lord in Holy Communion, she wanted to respond with incredible love. She responded with incredible generosity. And I think, as I look out sometimes, I wonder, based on that show that we have on television, Are You As Smart As a Fifth Grader?, if so many of those of us who can do far more than collect cans are as generous as a 7-year-old who worked for an entire year just collecting cans in order to be able to give it over to the poor. As we receive Jesus' total gift of himself in the Eucharist, can there be any limit